SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today, Christmas in Switzerland, a program devoted to Christmas music throughout the ages.
Ancien, an ancient Christmas melody by an anonymous composer, opens this program of Christmas music from Switzerland. The melody is being played at the Gothic organ of Valère Cathedral at Sion in the Rhone Valley. Dating from the year 1390, it is the oldest playable organ in the world. Music of the past is also the concern of Hans-Peter Treichler, a young folk singer from Zurich who has studied ancient literature and folk songs. We asked him to find for us a particularly interesting old Swiss Christmas carol.
Two or 300 years ago, village clergymen were the authors of most of the popular Christmas carols, which since have been collected throughout the Swiss countryside. No wonder those songs often were rather sentimental, some even downright syrupy. The only domain left to the true folk singers were the Holy Star carols, songs that usually told the story of the three holy kings or wise men, as they are also called, Melchior, Balthasar, and Caspar. During Christmas and New Year's time, young men and boys, dressed up as the three legendary figures, would go from house to house with a large illuminated star-shaped paper lantern, singing songs, asking for gifts, and adding nasty couplets about those people whose contributions were considered unduly small.
Die heilige drei Könige mit ihrem Stern, Halleluja, sie suchet den Herren und hättet ihn gern, Halleluja. Nach Bethlehem ist unser Sinn, Halleluja. Mir wand Maria uns kinderlich sehen, Halle, Halleluja. Mir han das kinderlich gefunden, Halleluja. In Silber und Gold gebunden, singen Halle, Halleluja.
A generous contributor, Swiss star singers would always thank with another traditional carol.
Ich lag in einer Nacht und schlief, mir träumt der König David rief, wie ich ihn sollte reisen, wie ich ihn sollte reisen. Ich zog hinaus und nach dem Stern in ferne Land zu sehen den Herrn und schlief zu Köln am Rheine und schlief zu Köln am Rheine. Aus finsterm Wald zu Jesus Stall, da opfern wir der Gaben all, Weihrauch und Gold und Myrren, Weihrauch und Gold und Myrren.
Arcangelo Corelli's Christmas Concerto ranks amongst the most famous compositions of Christmas music anywhere. And Stradivarius string instruments are valued amongst the most precious of their kind. We offer you now part of the Pastorale, the last movement of this concerto, as played on 8 Stradivarius instruments. This outstanding performance we owe to Mr. Rolf Habisreutinger, a businessman and music enthusiast of St. Gall, who has one of the largest Stradivarius collections in the world. 5 violins, 3 cellos, and 2 violas. Join us now in the little village church of Flaville near St. Gall, where 7 musicians from the Radio Basel Symphony Orchestra and Mr. Habisreutinger, who himself plays one of the cellos, are ready to perform for us the Pastorale from Corelli's Christmas Concerto. One of the most successful Swiss composers in a lighter vein is Paul Burkhardt, who gained worldwide renown with his song O Mein Papa, a melody from a musical he wrote in 1939. In more recent years, Paul Burkhardt has turned to composing music of a sacred nature. In the late 50s, he moved from Zurich to Zell, a tiny village some 30 miles northeast of his native city. And it is to his beautiful home in Zell that we'd like to take you now. In his large and tastefully furnished living room, we find the composer at the piano. As he plays the theme of one of the melodies from his nativity play, Zeller Weihnacht, Christmas at Zell, Paul Burkhardt explains to us some of his reasons for writing this work.
In our time, Christmas has lost most of its original meaning. I have always been a true Christmas fan. But very early in my life, the commercial aspect of Christmas has made me sad. So I was very happy when the village of Zell asked me to write a Christmas play in which I could make use of all the children of the local school. My village Christmas is simple and easily understandable for children. The naive approach of the children may perhaps help the grown-ups enjoy the true value of Christmas. Mutual love and mutual understanding.
And since the composer wrote this play for the children of his village, let's walk the few steps from Mr. Burkhardt's home down to the village church, where we can hear one of the songs interpreted by the original cast, The Children of Zell.
Thank you.
In the cities, youngsters often take things into their own hands at an early age. For example, 15-year-old Felix Grunz from Basel and his classmates, who decided to write and compose their own Christmas musical, reflecting their very personal impressions of modern everyday life. They called it Gretel and Hänsel, and while the whole class was busy thinking up the lyrics, Felix wrote the music. The melody we're going to hear is entitled Ihr Hans Gut, You've Got It Made. It's what Felix calls a sad song about a policeman on duty, thinking of all the people who are able to celebrate Christmas at home, among their families and friends. The melody will be played at the piano and at the harpsichord by Felix's father, George Grunz, who is Switzerland's leading jazz musician and composer. Needless to say, the proud father is giving his son's composition a particularly fine interpretation. We live in an age in which technology has assumed all-encompassing importance. Computers have become mechanical helpers without which modern life is almost unthinkable. Synthetics are taking the place of the old natural raw materials, and even music is being synthesized. Man has made computers able to produce an infinite variety of electronic sounds. At Schlieren, a suburb of Zurich, composer Bruno Spöri lives in a one-family house. Practically its whole basement is occupied by an enormous machine, a synthesizer, on which Bruno Spöri now plays variations on the old Christmas carol, Ihr Kinderlein kommet, O come all ye children. ¶¶ You can play Christmas music on just about any instrument, but it takes bells to ring out the message of the birth of Christ. Therefore, we conclude our program of Christmas music from Switzerland with an old carol played by Walter Meyerhans on the Liebingen Carillon, which is dedicated to the memory of the great humanitarian Albert Schweitzer. À la venue de Noël, Christmas time is here.
You've just heard another feature in the series Musica Helvetica, presented by SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation. Today's program was devoted to Christmas music throughout the ages.